Well, thank you again for having us at your school, Valley Broom Academy. It's been a real pleasure to be here today, and I would like you just, if you could introduce yourselves, and we've had a wonderful day, so perhaps you can just tell us about how the day's come about, and how you've experienced it, the whole of it, and our contribution to it.
Okay, my name's Sarah, I'm the dance teacher at Valley Broom, and I managed to take part in two of the sessions today. It was really, really nice to see the students focusing and concentrating and having a lesson that moved at a slightly slower pace than normal, but required them to have a bit more self-control and calmness about them.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
What were your thoughts?
I was really impressed with the amount of maths that went in with the dance teaching. And it was all absolutely correct, because so often you find that it's approximate, but you really did know your stuff. And I think it will really help them when it comes to transformations particularly. That will stick in their mind about the things that you need. And I was impressed with the way that the children were able to join in, and even I was able to join in, and I didn't feel such a fool.
Oh, well, you see, that's very good. You're the...
I'm the master, one of the master teachers.
One of the master teachers. Okay, very good. And how did it come about? Because not many schools really do this. I think it's a great thing that the school does this. It's our fourth year now. So, yeah, thank you for having us here.
Well, I think this is something that Mark, I would imagine... Do you think Mark Payne's put this together?
They were in coordination with maths. That wanted to do cross-curricular things to involve the performing arts in other departments.
Mm.
And maths naturally fits in with the music, from the ratios and proportions, particularly on guitar strings and things like that. And I think it kind of grew from that.
And geography and drama had a day a couple of weeks ago where they did cross-curricular work together as well.
Okay.
So we're just trying to link all the subjects and let the kids see that everything they're learning links to it into one whole, as opposed to being separate subjects.
Mm, okay, very good. And then you've had, obviously, the experience for seeing us many years around. What's your thoughts over the time?
Well, it was actually last year and this year.
Okay.
So, 2 years now. And maths was my weakest subject at school. I just really felt that I couldn't do it at all and had no... I couldn't understand any of the patterns and numbers. I couldn't remember any of the words. Honestly, my worst subject. And last year, it really surprised me how much I learned from you in the one session compared to my entire schooling as a child. Because I'm a dance teacher, I learn very kinesthetically. And putting the shapes and the translations and the rotations into movement and embodying it meant I understood it. But no one ever did that for me at school. So I never understood it at school.
Well, yeah, thanks. This is what we find, you know, we have to give a variety of ways, and then some will gravitate to one. If you give the whole palette, then everyone's going to have a good serving from that. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope to see you again.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Then get a guy in your garden. 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 Then get a